Well, welcome to the youth message. You say, well, why are we doing youth message? Well, because we're all young at heart. And sometimes the message in Scripture has to be brought down to a level that we understand. Humble thyself in the sight of the Lord, and he shall lift you up higher and higher. That's what it's all about. Now, we spend a lot of time talking about God and Jesus and all of that, and about us own personal relationship with him. But did you know we all are unique and special? There is nobody else like you. You are unique and special. And with that comes along what we call special gifts. Yes, you have a gift of God to be able to understand one another and to encourage one another and to nurture each other in the true spirit of giving. And you say, I'm just young and I don't have any way of giving. Well, you're thinking of mostly money or something like that. But you can give love. That's, I think, is the most important part. Because there is a lot of people in our area, whether it's in our own family or anyone, that are lonely or even unhappy. You know, it's amazing what a hug can do. I know you have to be careful sometimes, but children love to receive hugs and give hugs. And that's the special gift. But older people, and occasionally even younger people, cannot take care of themselves. And they have to have others to help them and perform daily tasks like now. You don't think much about it, but even taking a bath. You say, well, I take my own bath. Yeah, well, there are some people that can't take a bath for themselves. They need help. They need help to eat or many other things. So even though you're young, you can help other people in some of these little ways. And remember how proud that the people you're helping feel whenever young people help them. Well, some people do not even have family or friends when you think about it. Now, I visited our aunt, Judy's aunt, Aunt Lois. She had her knee replaced this week, and she's in the assisted living facility for rehab to try to learn to walk again. And so many people around her helping her. Well, it made me think about how many people in our church or our own family need a little bit of help. And even though you're young, you can help others. Oh, you can pray, or you can bring them something, or open the door for them, or anything like that. So I want to encourage all of us to help one another. You know, we have a biblical mandate to do that. It says in Ecclesiastes that two are better than one, because when one needs help, the other is there to help. And even though we're young and different things, we can help one another. So I thank you for the opportunity to share and to encourage you to help. In the family, you can help mom and dad, and cousins and aunts and uncles. And the biggest thing you can do is have that wonderful, beautiful smile of a caring heart and be willing to share. It's an amazing thing. You cannot outgive God, so God has given you a special gift. We all have it, and we need to share it. That's the gift of love, agape love, unconditional love. And we thank you for the opportunity to encourage you, because you are an encouragement to us. Have a good day.